We're going inside a high-security prison in Indonesia now to witness a remarkable meeting between a young woman and the two convicted terrorists who planted the bomb that killed her mother. The bombing happened in 2004. The prison visit is part of a government de-radicalization program aimed at changing hearts and minds to stop future attacks. The BBC's Rebecca Henschke has the story.
Just getting a security check before we go into the jail.
Excuse me,
please. Yeah, sure. How are you feeling, Sarah? Gimana?
Deg-degan.
My heart's racing, Sarah says. And she wants to ask one question. Why did he do it?
Sarah's mother was on the back of her husband Iwan's motorbike, passing the Australian embassy in Jakarta, when a car bomb exploded. Iwan, who lost his eye and the love of his life, was at first filled with a desire for revenge.
I wanted them to die, but I didn't want them to die quickly. I wanted to see them tortured first, so that they had some idea of the pain their bomb caused.
But now, along with his children, he's about to meet the man found guilty of planning the attack, Royce.
Royce is waiting for Iwan. He's sitting in a wheelchair dressed in a red prison uniform. His hands and his legs are handcuffed. He's had a stroke recently.
My children want to meet the person who injured their father and killed their mother, he says gently. Sarah manages to ask, why did you do it?
I couldn't refuse. Maybe when you are older you will understand what it's like. I hope you can be patient and that we can pray for each other.
Disappointed and hurt, they head quietly to the next jail to meet Ahmad Hussein. Images of him during the trial showed a defiant man raising his fists and staring angrily at the camera. But he's a very different man today. I never wanted to hurt your father, he tells Sarah and Rizky. I'm a greatly flawed human. Sarah looks at her hands and then tells her story.
I would always ask my dad when I was little, where is my mom? And he would answer that she was in Allah's house. I said, where is Allah's house? And he said, the mosque. So I ran away and went to the mosque. When they found me, I said, I'm waiting for mom. I was waiting and hoping for my mom to come home. But she has never come home.
After Sarah has told this story, Hassan's face clearly is in pain.
I'm sorry. I can't hold back my tears. I take Sarah like my own child. Please. Please forgive me.
At the end of the meeting, they've come together and are taking photos. Hassan has taken Rizky's hand and is holding it. Do you believe him when he said, I'm sorry?
Yeah, bisa.
Yes, she says with a huge smile.
I'm
smiling now because the questions that I have asked over and over in my heart for years, it's been answered today. So I feel a wave of relief.
The BBC's Rebecca Henschke reporting from Indonesia.